Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. And I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, we'll be touching on a number of issues, looking at the coronavirus cases, and also looking at, we'll also touch on other factors. Marvelous.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, this Thursday, October the 29th, 2020, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe. As Star just said, we will be looking at various issues today, looking at the COVID-19 cases and also looking at the U.S. elections, which are have started in effect because some are sending postal votes and some have already participated in early voting. And we'll also be looking at the issue of Breast Cancer Month, which comes to an end at the end of this October. So we'll be talking to some guests who will come in and share some of the activities they have been undertaking to support some projects and also to honor some of the people that have succumbed to cancer, including our own Studio 7 reporter, Caroline Gombakomba, who succumbed to breast cancer a few years ago. So we'll be also just remembering her as we come to the end of this month, Star.
Yes, and looking at the U.S. elections, we see that there's early voting that is going on. And so far, the mail ballots that have been cast, according to CNN, it's 52,007,442. And the in-person voting, those were the mail ballots. The in-person voting is 26,324,862, bringing the total vote to 78,341,715 to date. And we know that who's competing is the current president, Donald Trump of the Republicans, who's competing with Joe Biden of the Democrats. So that's the election that will be going on here early next week in the U.S. And before we delve much into that, we see that with the coronavirus cases, globally there's above 44 million. We have 44,614,050. This, according to John Hopkins, and with over a million deaths. And we also will be giving you these cases as we go on. What do you have, Marvin?
Yes, like you said, the United States of America currently is one of the epicenters of COVID-19. We have 8. At the moment, the John Hopkins University, as you said, the United States is nearing 9 million active COVID-19 cases with 227,000 deaths. And it has actually become, you know, one of the main issues that, you know, voters who are voting here in the United States are looking at. I spoke to one Zimbabwean in Nevada, Mwa, who I hope will be one of our guests, who was actually sharing that the reason why she is going to the polls to vote in the U.S. elections is how the COVID-19 situation has been handled. So that has really resonated in how she will pick her candidate for this election in the United States. So we see, you know, the United States being one of the epicenters, and the election is going on amidst this COVID-19 pandemic, as we said. And also to just let people know watching us that this is not a live program. We are pre-recording. So by the time you watch this, some of the figures may have changed.
Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje ke sikhangela okunenginengi okungabe esilakho lapha. Okokuqala sizakhangela ke ukhetho olwenzakala lapha eMelika. Sinanzelela ukuthi lanxa luzaba khona ekuqaliseni kweviki ezayo, kodwa sokulabantu asebevotile kathesi. Abanye ke bavota ngokuthiwa ke yi-mail ballots, basebenzisa indlela eziningi. Abanye bavota ngokuba khona kwabo. Sesibona ukuthi sebesedlula izigidi eziyi-52 abavote ngokwe-post office. wathi abayi 26 million ke bavota uqobo lwabo so sithi ukuthi izigidi esezedlula i 78 million zabantu ke sezivotile khona for eMelika khona kuvotelwa bani siyabona ukuthi abancintisayo uMongameli Donald Trump oyebandla ke lama Republicans encintisana lomnumzana Joe Biden yena oyebandla lama Democrats yibo ke ababe bengqikilana lapha njalo siyabona ukuthi akhona nje amanye amabandla amancane siyabona njalo ukuthi lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekane nomhlaba jikelele ubhekane le-coronavirus ngakho-ke ngezinye inhlelo zabo ababe bezikhuluma lezi ezokuthi bazawuphatha njani leli gcikwane ukuthi lingamemetheki lisabalale ilizwe lonke lapha kwele Melika kodwa sibona ukuthi kakwenzakali kodwa kuphela eMelika lokho okwe-COVID-19 sikhuluma nje eZimbabwe inkulungwane ezedlula ezisithiyagalombili 8,320 zabantu asabehlaselwe ligcikwane leli sikhangele nje ukuthi selibuleleke abedlula amakhulu amabili 242 lokho-ke kulandela-ke abahlanu ugatsha lwezempilakahle oluthi bahlaselwe yileli gcikwane kobulawayo yikho-ke lokhu okwenzakeleyo sikhangela ukuthi khonapha-ke eMelika lapho-ke okulabantu abancintisana khona lokuthi bazalibamba njani leli gcikwane yikho-ke lapho okwedlula khona izigidi ezisithiyagalombili lapho-ke sikhuluma ne-8,861,207 sibona njalo lokuthi sebebhubhile-ke abaningi amakhulu enkulungwane lamakhulu enkulungwane yikho-ke sizabe sikuhlaziya namhlanje-ke ukuthi kwenzakalani ngalolu daba ngakho-ke singaqhubekeli phambili sizake-ke sizwe-ke omunye wami laye echasisa ngolimi lakho ukuthi kuyini esikuxoxa ngakho namhlanje I see we have one of our guest mark but we can't bring her up on the video so we'll only be able to take them by phone if you can tell her you go ahead
kunavo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa pari zvino tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yechirwere checovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus titarisa isu mamiriro akaita zvinhu pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yecovid-19 tinoona kuti munyika mezimbabwe pari zvino pane vanhu 8,320 vabatwa nedambudziko iroro recovid-19 7,845 vachiwanikwa ivo vachinaya kubva kuchirwere ichi kwozoya vanhu 242 ndivo vashaya kubva kuchirwere ichochi asi pari zvino vari kutorarama nedenda iri recovid-19 i-233 tichitarisa vakabatwa nedenda iri vakakwanisa kurikunda munyika yezimbabwe tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare kuti pasi rose denda iri rakamira sei tinoona kuti pasi rose pari zvino John Hopkins University yemuno muamerica inotaura iyo kuti pane vanhu 44 million vabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 pari zvino uyezve pane vanhu 1.1 million vawanikwa ivo vachishaya muno muamerica mune vanhu 8.vava kuda kutosvika 9 million vabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 227,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya uyezve muno muamerica tinoona kuti ndimo muri kunzi imo muri kuwanikwa muine denda iri rawanikwa iro richirura pasi rose pari zvino iri kunzi iyo epicenter panyaya iyo yecovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare kuti vamwewo vari kuda kuita zvekuvhota vari kutaurwa ivo kunzi pari zvino vazhinji vari kutarisa kuti vaviri ava vachange vari kukwikwidza vajoe biden vemadhemocrats nava donald trump vemarepublican vakabata sei nyaya iyoyi yecovid-19 ndo zvichange zviri kutariswa nevamwe uyezve tichitarisa isu kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yemamiriro ari kuita nyaya yesarudzo imo muno muamerica tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yedenda rebreast cancer tinoona isu kuti mwedzi uno mwedzi waoctobha ndiwo mwedzi unowanikwa iwo uchirangarirwa nyaya iyoyi yedenda rebreast cancer saka tichange tiine vamwe vanyarikani vatichange tiinavo ipo pano vachikurukura nesu pamusoro pedenda irori rebreast cancer ndiri kunzwa nenastar cohost wangu ari kutaura iye kuti muchina wake hauna kuita zvakanaka saka asi kukwanisa kuti akwanise kunge tichiona amai cassandra guni amai Cassandra Sibandaguni vanova ivo vachange vari kutaura nesu panyaya yedenda re breast cancer nekuti pane zvirongwa zvakawanda zvavakawanikwa vachiita munguva yapfuura saka tichaedza kuti tivabate panhare tichinzwa kuti zvii zvirongwa zvavanga vari kuita asi shuviro yedu yanga iri yekuti tivaone vachitaurawo zviri kuitika panyaya yedenda irori rebreast cancer uyezve nezvavakawana vachibatana nazvo apo vakange vari kurangarira vamwe vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva muchirwere ichochi chebreast cancer saka tichaedza kuti tivabate panhare sekutaura kuri kuita Star kuti haasi kukwanisa kunge achiburitsa mifananikiso yekuti tione mavhidhiyo ekuti zviri kufamba sei saka tichaedza kuti tivabate tinzwe kuti kwavari ikoko pane zvirongwa zvipi zvavakawanikwa vachibata panyaya iyoyi yebreast cancer kana kuti gomarara rezamu tichinzwawo zvakare kubva kwavari kuti vakawanikwa here vachizokwanisawo kunge vachienda kunowanikwa vachivhota kana kuwanikwa vachitaurawo nezvimwe zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kuwanikwa zvichivhota musarudzo iri kutotanga imo muno muamerica pari zvino saka regei tiedze kuti tione kuti tingavabata here nekuti mumwe wangu ari kuti iye pari zvino hatisi kukwanisa kuvabata pavhidhiyo allo sorry vhidhiyo yedanza haisi kuita zvakanaka na Star saka regai tienderere mberi tikuchingamidzai tipewo Star renyu uyezve nekwamuri tibva takurukura hedu nyaya yegomarara rezamu nezvamakatarisana nazvo iwo mwedzi uno.
Ini ndinonzi Cassandra Rhoda Sibandaguni ndiri kuVirginia kuWeston Virginia.
Tinoona manga muine zvirongwa zvamanga muinazvo zvanga zviri zvirongwa zvei tichitarisa panyaya yegomarara rezamu iro rinorangarirwa gore rino mwedzi uno gore rega rega
bato rinonzi American Cancer Society vanokurudzira kuti mwedzi waOctober vanhu vapote vachienda kunotwamatesti uyezve ibato rinobatsira avo vanenge vabatwa nechirwere chegomarara kuti vamwe vanenge vasina mari dzekukwanisa kurapwa vakwanise kuenda kunorapwa saka vanokurudzira kuti kufamba chinhu chakanaka saka vanga vachiti ukafamba 35 miles anova ndiwo 56 makiromita pamwedzi uchibatsirawo kuti paunenge uchifamba vanhu vanenge vachikubatsira kune kusapota fundraise saka ini ndakaona zvakakodzera kuti ndipindewo mucompetitioni yekufamba kuti ndione kuti ndingafambewo 56 kilometers idzi here
makawanikwa muchikwanisa here kudzifamba tinoona kuti makiromita akati wandei
ndakatoshamisika kuti dzinotofambika munhu ukangotora makumi matatu emaminiti pazuva unotofamba makiromita akatoti o pazuva saka ndakatofamba kutaura pari zvino ndakatofamba kumakiromita anotokwana kuita zviuru zviviri
saka tiri ipapo tiri kuona zvakare kuti manga muri kurangarira zvimwe zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvemuno tingati muDMV kana kuti muno muamerica zvakawanikwa zvichishaya kubva kugomarara mungatitsananguroo here nechirongwa ichochi
saka pakufamba kwaunenge uchiita vanokurudzira kuti utirangarire vamwe vakafa kana kuti vamwe vakarapwa vakakwanisa kupora muchirwere ichi saka ini ndine hama neshamwari dzakashayika nekuda kwechirwere ichi pane madzimai andaibata nawo kuboka redu rinonzi Love Sisters rekure munamato madzimai achainamata nawo pamwe chete vamwe vachona vakatisiya saka mumwe wachona wekutanga ndiye munhu wekutanga wandakaziva akarwara nechirwere ichi chegomarara chebreast cancer anonzi Caroline Gombakomba
wataishanda naye ipo panapa
I sense I go kwe nyoko Voice of America. Saka ndiye munhu akave munhu wekutanga wandakanyatsoonawo achirwara nechirwere ichi nekurapwa kwaakaita kuzosvika panguva yaakadaidzwa natende. Saka ndakaona kuti chinhu chakanaka kuti ndimurangarire panguva inei ndifambe, nokuti ndakaonawo iyoyi organization yeAmerican Cancer Society ichimubatsira panguva yaakarwara. Saka ndakaona kuti vanoita chinhu chakanaka chavanoita kuti vabatsire vanhu. Ndichizobva paive nevamwewo makore akazoteverera maibhamu vakazorwarawo nechirwere ichochi vakaendawo through a lot vakazokwanisa kurapwawo asi vakazodaidzwa natems. Ndikazobva pane kukazotevera mumwe zve ainzi Sebi Kufa aishanda kwaemefuku akarwara zve nechirwere ichochichi ii akadaidzwa natens. Iro rino gore rine ratichangopfuura iri pane mumwe zve mudzimai anonzi Secret Chinyanganya wataigara naye kuno kuVirginia akashayazve nekuda kwechirwere ichochi. Saka ndakaona kuti ndikakwanisa kufamba nekuwana mari inoenda kuorganization iyoyi yekuti mamwe madzimai anozorwarawo nechirwere ichi vazokwanisa kubatsirikana, chinhu chakanaka. Asi ndataura ava madzimai andataura akashayika nekuda kwechirwere ichi. Mukushayika kwavo ikokoko tinoona kuti akaiwa pane vamwe vanorapwa vachitopona vachitogarawo makore akawanda. Saka ndakaonawo zviri zvinhu zvakanaka zvekuti nditende Mwari nekupona kwemadzimai aya anove Constance Kanongara, Maika Ndimba, Scholastic Mukoreka, Mucha Mushipe, Mai Tsokodai, Mai Gurumani, Pastor Adonisi, Apostle Borwerwe. Saka muri kuona kuti tikaverenga madzimai mana akashayika tichizoverenga ava vari kurarama vakapona vakatorapwawo chirwere ichochichi, zvinhu zvinokurudzira kuti pada kune mishonga ingange ichiwanikwa iri kumushanda kurapa chirwere ichi. Saka ndosaka ndakati regai ndifambe.
Aiwa, iyi muri kuita zvirongwa zvakanaka. Maybe if you can just tell us in English, you embarked on a program where you were honoring some of the people that have gone through treatment, some are still on treatment, and some that have departed due to breast cancer, which is commemorated this month. Tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you reach it, and who were you commemorating during this journey?
So I joined on Facebook, I joined the American Cancer Society, which was doing a breast cancer walk challenge to walk 35 miles in the month of October. And I created my fundraise in memory of four sisters in Christ. And those four sisters, one of the sisters was the very first person that I know who suffered from breast cancer. And I actually witnessed her go through this journey. And this was Caroline Gombakomba, who used to work for Voice of America.
Yes, she was a colleague. And we'd like to just take this opportunity to honor her and to just remember her. And thank you for honoring her during your journey. You can go ahead.
Thank you. And so after seeing the journey that Caroline walked, she was supported by the American Cancer Society. So I realized it was a good thing. And then in years, the following years, Mai Bamu, she also succumbed to cancer. And Febi Kufa, who used to work for the IMF, she also succumbed to cancer. And recently, one of my neighbors, Secret Chinyanganya, also succumbed to cancer. And so I felt in my spirit that I needed to honor these ladies. they were strong ladies in Christ. But then when I realized that, these four ladies, they are all now late, but we have survivors.
Mm.
We have people who are in remission. So I thought it was a good thing to do a Thanksgiving prayer and walk in honor of those people as well. And these people, they live with us in this DMV area, Constance Kanongara, Victoria Kandimba, Scholastic Mukoreka, Muchamshi Temkelebai, Mai Sokodai, Mai Gurumani, Pastor Adonis Kupe, and Apostle Borere. So I realized that American Cancer Society makes it possible for everyone to get the care that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I joined this journey.
So moving forward, as we wind up this month, what's your word to women out there?
I encourage everybody to get tested. The earlier this disease is caught, the better chances that you stand. So every lady, you should get tested. And if we also go to Google, you can also find ways to actually just test your breast, get to know your breast, so that if there are any lumps or anything which is irregular, you'll be able to catch it and tell your doctor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much, Mrs. Cassandra Sibanda-Guni. Maybe before I let you go, I will just talk about, we see right now there is, you know, an election happening in the U.S. What is it like there in Virginia? If you can just give us an overview of what you're seeing as people, you know, lead up to the day, which is November the 3rd.
There are a lot of tensions. So when you are driving by areas that you don't normally see people demonstrating, you see people standing with just cardboard boxes with messages on who they are trying to vote or who they are supporting. And most of the people are doing early voting, which in years before people would wait. But I saw a lot yesterday. I was driving by the school where they were doing the voting, and I saw a long line of people standing in line to vote.
Mm-hmm. Are we seeing a lot
these
of
are interesting times?
Yeah. Are we seeing a lot of Zimbabweans who are now American citizens going out to vote, or at least forming little groups or encouraging each other? What are you seeing?
A lot in our WhatsApp groups, we have a lot of the people who are now citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So they are encouraging each other to go out and vote, because the journey to citizenship, people have seen, like when it comes to immigration.
Mm.
So people have been helped through the immigration laws. So people have a strong sense of why your vote needs to count.
Mm.
So everybody is encouraging one another to go vote.
Mm-hmm. Tochipedzisa nerurimi rwamai kuti imi muri ikoko kuVirginia tinotarisa kuti America pari zvino yakatarisana nesarudzo huru ichange iriko svondo rinoya. Muri kuona chii panyaya yenyaya yekuvhota? Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kubuda here, avo vanova vave nemapepa ekuti vavhote? Vari kukuchidzirana here kana kuti vari kukurudzirana here kuti vaende kunovhota? Kwakamira sei ikoko?
Pane mabato akawanda pamaWhatsApp group apa.
Mm.
Pane maZimbabweans ari kuno, avo vave macitizen kuno, vave kubvumirwa kuvhota. Avazhinji vakauyawo vari vachienda kuchikoro, vamwe vakauya nemabasa. Asi nokuti nekuda kwenzira yavakafamba iyi, vanoona zvakakodzera kuti vaendewo vanovhota, vachivhoterawo avowo vanozokwanisa kuti vavhurewo mukana wekuti vamwewo vanoteera kumashure vakwanisewo kufamba negwara irori. Saka tiri kuona vanhu vachikurudzirana zvikurusa nekuposta. Munhu kana achinge avhota anoposta picture yake kuti ndavhota.
Totarisa kuti zvii zvamuri kunzwa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muno zviri kuenda kunovhota zvichinyanyoti zviri kuda kuona pane vachazokunda? Hatingataure hedu kuti ndiani achakunda, asi ndezvipi zviri pamwoyo pavo zvavari kuti tikaona izvi neizvi zvichisanduka zvingatinakiro imo muno muAmerica.
Uko nyanya chiri kunyanya kubata vanhu ugari hwedu nekuti muno munyika unotarisirwa ganda rako. Saka nekuda kweganda rako pane mitemo inofanira kunge iripo inobatsirawo vanhu kuti usatariswe ganda. Saka izvozvo zvakakosha kuvanhu, uyezve nenyaya yemagariro yeimmigration kuona kuti vamwewo vachadawo kuzouya semauyira atakaitawo vakwanisewo kuti vauyewo nenzirawo iri pamutemo zvichinge zviri pamutemo. Saka ndo zvinhu zvatinoona zvichinyanya kukosha.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvakare nyanya panyaya yamataura yebasa ramuri kubata pakuedza kukurudzira madzimai kuti vaende kunoongororwa gomarara repazamu. Thank you so much. There we had Cassandra Sibanda Guni, who's here in Virginia, who was just telling us about, the journey that she embarked this month, which is Breast Cancer Month. And she was also talking about how in her journey, she was honoring some of the women that succumbed to breast cancer within here in Washington and Virginia in the United States, and some that have actually been able to fight breast cancer and are living a living testimony. So she talks about she went on a run and also started a campaign to raise money for the American Cancer Association.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tirikutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Vanoda kuteerera Studio 7 tibatei na 7 p.m. pamasaisai anoti 909 a.m. 4930-6175 ne 7255 kilohertz pa shortwave mazuva ose. Munokwanisawo kunzwa Studio 7 na 6 a.m. muvhuro kusvika chishanu pamasaisai anoti 909 a.m. 4930-13860 ne 15460 pa shortwave. Kana muchida kunzwa chirongwa chelive talk, tibatei pamasaisai anoti 13860, 15460, 909 AM kana 4930 kilohertz.
Yebo ke lapho ke siyezwa ukuthi omunye kumhlonitsha wethu ke unkosikazi Cassandra Boni ubechasisa ke yena ngokwenzakalayo lapha ngabantu abancedisane labo inhlanganiso alayo ukuthi sesikhangela umkhuhlane lo owemvukuzane yevele. Njalo ke wakhuluma lapho nje ngokuvota khonapha kwele Melika nokunye nje okuningi-ningi. Actually, Mava, our next guest is here in the U.S. Sinini Ncube, she's also a commissioner there, so she will tell us a lot about what's going on during this voting. Yes, we welcome you to the show, Ms. Ncube.
Thank you.
Yes, if you can briefly introduce yourself, who are you, which state are you in, and what exactly are you doing towards these elections?
My name is Nini Mube. I live in Louisiana, and my county, over here they call them parishes. I live in St. Tammany Parish, and I'm actually a commissioner. I work for the Registrar of Voters. We take courses, and they have different elections, and this one is the big federal election. So I work for that, and I will be working on November 3rd. A lot of people are voting this year. We're seeing a lot of people voting by mail. But there will be people voting on November 3rd, next Tuesday. One thing about elections in the U.S., each state, county, everything is very different. I have resided in Georgia, in Atlanta area, and I found that here in Louisiana, I found this out being a commissioner, is that it's so easy to vote. We don't really turn people away. If you are registered and you live there and you vote, like, you have to have maybe not have voted for elections. And you can actually go there without an ID. Louisiana is very different. In Georgia, they made it so hard to vote. But in Louisiana, disabled people can vote. Someone from their family can assist them, bring them to the polls. Old people get to vote. Blind people get to vote. Yeah, I experienced all that. I worked like 3 elections last year and 2 this year. This is going to be the 3rd.
Okay, that's very interesting. Actually, what does your work entail?
My job, it's not a full-time, but they have an exam and continuing education. Or else if you voted early, like myself, you know, commissioner, I always vote early. I already voted like 2 weeks ago. You vote early, and then people line up, and then they'll go in and vote.
So would you say that this mail ballot voting is, which one seems to be more popular? Of course, according to statistics, there have been more mail ballots cast than in-person votes. But in Louisiana, are there more in-person? Or what do you see? What's the trend?
Before, it was mainly in-person, but due to the coronavirus, a lot of people, and you know, they've been encouraged, like old people, my neighbors who live with their elderly parents, a lot of people in Louisiana are sending them in. My mother lives in Atlanta. They told me they didn't mail theirs in. They say you go there and you put it in person at the Register of Voters. So this year, I think for Louisiana, they're going to be very popular. I haven't seen the statistics, but on the day, we're going to seeing it where it says, like, you cannot vote twice, because if you show up like myself, if I go to my precinct, it's going to say, Nini Nguven voted early, or it's going to say such and such voted in advance. But this year, it looks like for Louisiana and most of the states, this mail-in ballot is going to be very popular. But I have another point to say. My daughter is in the Navy. I feel like this year they've stolen her vote because she's in quarantine in Guam right now. She will not be able to send in her mail-in ballot. But the Registrar of Voters here had advised me that she could actually email it. I told that to my daughter. My daughter said she looked it up. It says you have to send it in. But she's in Guam, quarantined in a hotel for 2 weeks. She finishes quarantine on Monday. And so what do you do in one day? Where is she going to go? The post office sending it. She doesn't even have an address where we can send her anything for now. So I feel like for a lot of these military and people who are absent from their precincts and places where they voted, they're going to be really disadvantaged this election. For example, my daughter.
Yes, the daughter in the Navy. You think this could be a problem with everyone in the Navy, or it's just a particular case, or it's just a tip of the iceberg that many may not be able to vote?
I think just this one, and especially like the military, I didn't know. Do you know they graduate people in the Navy every Friday? So all those young people, you're supposed to be voting, you're not at home, you can't vote early in your own hometown. Then when you get there, it's going to be like, should have been her second or third time. Not a federal, this would have been her first federal presidential election. So I was excited to vote, but I'm hopeful that maybe I can ask someone. But we looked up the email voting. I don't believe there's anything like that, because she has to send it in. Not going to be there in time.
Okay.
And she's in quarantine, so she cannot leave the hotel in Guam.
Yeah, kwezwakala ungasitshela ke ngolimi lesintu ukuthi siyezwa ukuthi ngosikomichi khona ngapho okuvotiswa khona lisebenza njani lapho njalo kuchoni ke lokho kulabo abangazwanga isingisi
usikomichi mna wena stadium lapha eLouisiana
Yeah, ngicela ukukubamba, ngicela ukukubamba umlomo mbijana khona apho uqala usitshele phela ukuthi wena uvela ngapi. Mhlawumbe abanye bazabona ingane wazalelwa khona.
Ngibizo lami uSinini Ncube. Ukhulele eBulawayo eWoodville. Funde Convent Primary and High School. Ngifunde Northside Teachers College. Uma sivotisa khonapho abantu balayina sikhanyise ekuseni five ekuseni kodwa kuvula ngosikisi siyavula lo nyaka sasiyafuna ali siyabugqoka njengalabana amanesi sabe sigqokile i-PP e kungasihamba masinya mjana ukuthi siyegqoka silungise konke sibe sesivula abantu babe kufunde ngekuseni i-social distancing nabo kumele beze begqoka ama-mask lo nyaka angena siyabe livule voters i-list yama-vota ikhathwa i-voters ball ukusumkhangile umuntu akutshengisi umkhangile ku-list khonapho akutshengisi isithupha sakhe akula sithupha esi-special as long as ma barejestile ukuvota lapha eLouisiana uvota wabhalwa mhlaka-October abona toba four yeah. So as long as umuntu registile siyamkhangela ku-list khona ukusu abesefaka ucha ukusayina abesesayina ukuthi usevota abesengena ibona yonyaka abaningi bavote masinya lokuvota okuthiwa yi-early voting nokuvota ngencwadi abanye bavota bafakuqaba bakuthiuleta eofisini yakhona e-register of voters yakhonapho abanye bathumeza ngencwadi ukuya incwadi ziyathunyezwa ba-encourage especially abantu abadala abagulayo eminyakeni bazesiza abagulayo lapha eLouisiana ngamangala sibili ngoba sibona abantu bayaberejistile ukuvota izithofu izilima bayabuya ngamahuche esizwa umuntu wakibo amncedisa angene naye ayivota bayavota bona sibili bayakuqakathekisa ukuvota nalapho engivotisa khona
ye ngubambe umlomo khonapho uke wakhuluma ngendodakazi yakho ekubutho lokuthi kube le ngxaki lapho ungasichasisela ukuthi kuhambe njani njalo singathi lokho kuvota ngeposo kuyala yini
indodakazi yami ikuNavy kusebone ngathi engxayelo nyaka ngokuza kuphuma ngokuvota ngolesibili
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Balenge abazayo. Balengxaki yona le. Abaku situation efanayo. La yena.
Yebo ke. Hayi, siyabonga Mavweva Sineni Ncube there. She's a commissioner. We're talking to her from Louisiana St. Harmony. And it's interesting that she's saying as they are conducting the voting, they are clad in PPEs. So, you know, the corona won't come close.
Very interesting. We have our other guest, a Zimbabwean.
Just hold on, we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Ma makateerera kustudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda wevoice of america uri muwashington dc vanoda kuteerera studio 7 tibatei na 7 p.m pamasaisai anoti 909 a.m 4930 6175 ne 7255 kilohertz pashortwave mazuva ose munokwanisawo kunzwa studio 7 na 6 a.m muvhuro kusvika chishanu pamasaisai anoti 909 a.m 4930 13860 ne 15460 pashortwave. Kana muchida kunzwa chirongwa chelive talk tibatei pamasaisai anoti 13860 15460 909 a.m kana 4930 kilohertz.
Yes, hello Ma, if you can just introduce yourself, your name and where you are, and tell us about the voting process there.
In Reno, Nevada.
Tell us a little bit, have you already voted, or what's the situation there in Reno, Nevada?
Yes, I've already voted. We have 2 weeks early voting, which ends on the 31st, and then we have election on November 3rd. So I voted in person in the early vote. Everyone got a mail-in ballot, so you had the option of filling it out and mailing it back, or you could go in person and vote during early voting and return your mail-in ballot, or you could vote on November 3rd.
Mm-hmm. What were the issues that concerned you the most about the candidate that you voted for? What qualities were you looking for?
I was looking for something normal. To be very honest, I was looking for unity. I was looking for someone who sounded like they would be surrounded by the right people, or at least willing to have the right people and listen to other people. So those were the main issues, and someone who could move us forward from where we are right now.
Mumbotudza neshona kuti muri kupi uyezve kuti makatovota here, zvakamira sei kwamuri ikoko?
Ndiri ku Reno, Nevada, ndakatovota. And kuno kuvanhu vari kubreaka marecords, vanhu vakawanda vari kuvota sere kupfuura 2016.
Chii chiri kuita kuti semaonero enyu vanhu vabude neuwandu, uyezve imi zvii zvamanga makatarisa kuti muzoziva kuti aiwa ini ndoda kuvhotera vanhingi, tichiona kuti pana vaDonald Trump vemaRepublican uyezve navaJoe Biden vemaDemocrats? Zvii zvamaitarisira kune munhu wamunofunga kuti munoda kuti azowanikwa ari iye mutungamiri wenyika?
Zvandaiona ndezvekuti tanyanya kusvika panzvimbo yokuti vanhu havasi kunzwisisana. Pane vanhu vangori vari divided, and hapana kana plan ezvinezvi nenyaya yecovid iriko. Zvinhu zvakavharwa, zvinhu zviri limited, hapana kana. Saka taitarisa kuti what's the plan kubva patire zvinezvi kutiende kumberi, chii chingaita kuti zvinhu zvigadzirisike. Saka ndozvinhu zvandaitarisa, even nyaya yemashootings zvemapurisa and stuff, ndaitarisa futi izvozvo kuti ndiana anokwanisa kutibatsira kuti tisvike where we need to go panyaya idzodzo.
Tombotarisa nyaya yekuti tinoona mumaelections apfuura, pamanyaya yemapolls avanoita imo muno anotaura zvimwe, tozoona panoitwa sarudzo pobuda zvimwe. Imi izvi zvamakatarisira pasarudzo dzegore rinoi?
Saka pandaitarisa back kunyaya yemapolls yamataura, like for instance back in 2016, because kazhinji prediction yavo inowanzofanana or iri close to. But zvakaitika last time, at least pavanotarisa back vachiona kuti chakaitika, gap yanga iripo, Hillary yairakidza kuti ari kuhwina, handiti, but gap yake yanga iri within margin of error.
Mm-hmm.
And then pane zvinhu zvakaitika my last week, because it shows kuti vanhu vakawanda vanga vakanonoka kuvhota, unlike this time when vakawanda vanga vari undecided, vanga vasingazive kuti vari kuda ani. Saka pakazobuda nyaya dzake dzekunzi akuinvestigatwa, ndopakashifta kuvanhu kuenda kuthe other side, kuna Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Tombotarisa, tipei nhoroondo yekuti pakuvhota apa makasvika mukamira kwenguva ndefu here? Ballot racho nei rakamira sei nezvimwe zvakadaro?
Saka takatumirwa mumail saka zvatakaita takafila takaenda through it because pane vanhu vakawanda vanenge vari paballot pana the president pane masenate pane majudge pane macouncil people school of education nemamwe maquestions anenge ari amune muchibvunzwa ekuvhotera zvinhu zviri in law already or zvamuda kuti zviise saka ini ndakadecida ndonovhota hangu in person nenyaya dzanga dzichitaurwa napresident kuti ye fraud whatever ndakamira kwanga kwakadzara pandakaenda but panga pari pahombe saka it was about an hour and 30 minutes and zvanga zviri computerized saka pawaipinda waivakidza pacomputa wochuza zvese zvawabuda then yokurakidza back zvawachuza kuti uconfirme kuti chokwadi kuti ndizvozvo obva wasubmita yokudza kuti it's been accepted
Totarisa mataura imi kuti pane vamwe vanenge magavhuna masenata nezvimwe pane patingaone here mutungamiri wenyika achisarudzwa ari werimwe bato kwozouyawo masenata nevamwewo magavhuna achisarudzwa ari vevamwe bato imi manga muri kushandisa chii kuti muzive kuti muri kuda uyu webato iri namutungamiri webato iri
saka ehe zvinoitika Derek well I don't know about Derek but ehe zvinoitika kuti governor or senate anosiyana na president inini zvandaiita I was very clear on president kuti ndiri kuda ani pama senator ndakatarisa like papa ndakatarisa record yevamwe vacho anga aripo kuti anga akavhota sei pazvinhu zvakaita sana healthcare pazvinhu zvemagun things like that zviri interest kwandiri ndakatarisa kuti akavhota sei ndozvakaita kuti ndidecide wandikadecida even my rap maschool boards ndaitarisa majudge ndakafonera shamwari yangu ari judge kuti andibatsire panyaya yemafamily court because ndansinganatsoziva achindiudza zvinhu akandieducate on all different kinds ndokuchuza kwatikaita majudge
pane zvingadzidzwe here nevari kuzimbabwe nezvatiri kuona muchiona imi imo muno muamerica panyaya yekuvhota apa
I think a few things. One, which has been really life-changing for Inini specifically, is really paying attention and being involved from a local level. Because kazhinji vanhu tinokangana kuti tine vanhu vanomake my decisions, like yo my councilman, my school, my education board, vanomake my decisions, anota affect in real time. Because vakati kuchikoro vana whatever. It's going to affect you personally in real time. So what I learned was it's very important to pay attention. But in the end, I had to come for men where the end can occur with Zimbabwe, the end MP, aka mira chi, not necessarily party affiliate, but ee pachake record yake aka mira sei. And then once, as you pay attention, kuti chi chavari kuita, you become more aware kuti zvinofamba sei mu government and how much impact iwewe munhu have. And how you can even run if it's something you want to do. Because kazhinji tinopa simba kuna president anditi. But when vanoku affecta ivacho vari local tino ignore kuvota and pay attention kuti who are those people representing isusu. Because after all, ndisiri kuvabhadhara kane mataxes edu acho anyway. So we might as well pay attention kuti what are they doing.
Maybe just to round up, if you can just tell us your name and which state you're in and also... You know, November 3 is coming only next week. What are you going to be doing on that day since you've already voted?
You know what? Okay. So I'll say, so my name is Mwa. Mwa Ongwen. I'm in Reno, Nevada. And I'm really anxious, I have to say. Like really anxious, sleepless nights. No joke.
Why?
And, well, because I don't know what's going to happen. And you know, the problem that I say, okay, so here's the thing. No matter what happens November 3rd, if the current president wins or loses, he still has 12 weeks to transition in office. So he's still president and he can do whatever he wants to do. So that makes me anxious because of what he's already been kind of whistleblowing already in terms of that peaceful transition that we're used to. So that makes me nervous. I'm also nervous about the possible... court fights that could come out if people don't really show up in droves. So that makes me anxious. And I'm just anxious about the unrest that could happen because in my opinion, our president is unstable to where he can incite violence, I have to say.
On that one, I have to ask you to take back your words, because we cannot, you know, we cannot rule him as such. It's not medical. But carry on and, tell us, you know, I know, you know, those are your personal fears, but we can't really go out and say that about him. So you can.
No, I'm not saying his. No, I wasn't saying on a medical. I'm just saying from the tweets and everything. You know, yesterday they had a hearing where the Twitter and Facebook, they were in the Senate, and I was listening to it. So that's where that's coming from.
Okay.
Where they were speaking to the CEO of Twitter and why they've been, you know, kind of flagging his tweets and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's really coming from that place.
Okay.
Because I was listening to that hearing yesterday. Mm-hmm. So that's where my concerns are coming from. I'm not kind of saying anything. I'm just saying from what I was hearing yesterday. But on November 3rd, I took the day off. So I will be watching and we'll see what happens.
Thank you so much. And stay on the line, because I think we're coming to the end of our program. I'm not sure, Star, where are we on time?
Yes, we still have 6 minutes left, which is quite, which is not much.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Vanoda kuteerera Studio 7 tibatei na 7 p.m. pamasaisai anoti 909 a.m. 4930-6175 ne 7255 kilohertz pa shortwave mazuva ose. Munokwanisa wokunzwa Studio 7 na 6 a.m. muvuro kusvika chishanu pamasaisai anoti 909 a.m. 4930-13860 ne 15460 pa shortwave. Kana mchida kunzwa chirongwa che Live Talk, tibatei pamasaisai anoti 13860, 15460, 909 AM, kana 4930 kilohertz.
I will go back to Ms. Nubin, the commissioner in these elections in Louisiana. During your work there, have you ever come across many Africans or Zimbabweans? Or it's hard to tell?
First of all, Louisiana, I think, is 30% African American. And what I found out from voting, when we went to vote, my daughter and I, sometimes you don't see any other African American or black people. And even when we did the commissioner classes, of my daughter and I, but others were already commissioners. I have not seen Zimbabweans voting, but I think that Chikumura, there are certain people who live in, they are Zimbabweans. And I think the same thing besides the woman who used to live here in Louisiana, but I've never met Zimbabweans personally in Louisiana. I once met a guy last year who was voting, who was named Tinoki Ray, but he was American. I was like, where did he get his name? He said, my parents were, because I was excited. I thought he was Zimbabwe. So when I looked at his ID, and then he's like, oh no, my friend, my parents' friend named me. They were Zimbabwe.
Okay, but that's interesting.
When you, the African American, I think they don't vote already, they're in the minority. Oh, and another thing is the ballot in Louisiana. I noticed we don't have, like, we have many elections, but they're not all done like now. We have 2 elections in that's interesting compared to Atlanta, where I used to live in Georgia. There are a lot of people running for it. If they may or may not win, but they're on that ballot. But here I noticed all these other smaller elections, they don't have Democrats running at all.
Uh-huh.
It must be a must.
Yebo ke ungasinike lapho lokugcina ngesindebele ukuthi lapho hlala khona nalapho votisela khona babonakala yini abantu abamnyama sesikhangela abavele eAfrica sesikhangela abakhona
abantu abamnyama balutshwa ngathi ukuthi bakhona oyedwa abantu esihlala lapha kodwa hhayi angazi babone lapho ngihlala khona futhi suburbs and all of us, they're rural.
Stay on the line, Martha. That was Miss Simeni Ngube. She says she has already voted.
Regating Zwema, ameno kana uchiri pa line. Yeah, tipewo kuti muchange muri kuita musi wa 3 November tichiona kuti makatovhota kudhara.
Can't you not matter?
Shiwiro yako ndeyei wewe se munhu akavhota pama elections aya. Chii chawakatarisira musi wa 3 November?
So for one of the things I'm hoping for is for you to know one of my results, at least from somewhere, because since vanakawanda vakumela in, they think kuti pamwe zvinotinonoke kupfuura mamwe makore. So I'm hoping that at least we'll have a sense of something before the end of the night.
And how is your husband feeling? You were saying that, you know, you're the one who he mailed in his vote and you went and stood in line. Why the difference?
No, actually, he gave me his vote. His mailing ballot for me to put it in at the drop-off wherever I went to vote. Yeah, because he was just busy. His schedule wasn't letting him. I mean, he would have started, but because of that option and just being busy with work.
What do you think of those options that we're seeing here in the States, that you can do a mail-in, you can do early voting, and then vote on the day? How significant is that for you as a person when we compare to Zimbabwe, for example?
I think it's really good, because when we look at history, one of the issues is they have denied making November 3rd a holiday. So there are literally some people that, because of their work and just their life, they're not able to go and cast the vote on the day, so they don't. So giving people options, I think, is really good, because then people actually have the right. They have that option to vote,
you
know.
Thank you so much,
Mwahungwe. I understand from my co-host there that, you know, our time is very limited. So thank you so much.
Yes, and I would also like to thank Sineni Ngube, the commissioner in these elections. She gave us some very interesting insights too from Louisiana there, saying that up to date, according to CNN, we're a total of 78,341,715 people have cast their vote, with 52 million being mail in ballots and 26 million in person. From your host, Sitanigile Mhlanga, thank you very much. Until we meet again next Thursday.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei.